You're listening to Flip Empire, the show committed to helping real estate entrepreneurs who want to build their empire without sacrificing their life. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
What is going on, my friend? I want to welcome you to episode 710 here. My name is Alex Pardo. I'm the host of the Flip Empire Show. And there are a few things I want to talk to you about on today's podcast episode. But before I get into that, if you haven't already subscribed, every single Monday morning shows are released. Like I mentioned, we're now over 700 episodes. And if there's a particular topic or subject matter, whether it's business, personal development, marketing, entrepreneurship, lifestyle, vision stacking, I mean, go to flipempire.com, use the search bar. Just a heads up, that website is in the process of completely getting a facelift and getting revamped. So there's going to be a soft launch coming up here soon. So stay tuned for that. I want to start today's podcast episode as I prepare for a pretty busy October when it comes to travel. I'm going to be hosting our Ascend Mastermind Retreat at the beginning of October here in Miami. I'm really, really looking forward to just bringing in our community, connecting with them. We got some incredible things planned, from chartering a boat and spending the entire day on the water and going to hit some sandbars and things of that nature, and really just connecting with people, deepening and strengthening relationships. That's what our community is about. And then really just the way the event is designed and how we've shifted some things around. So ascendyoursuccess.com if you want to find out more about that. But then after that, I'm going to a storage event where I get to continue to expand on my relationships. Yes, acquire some knowledge. But again, I go to these events because of the people, because of the relationships. For me, that's where 95% of the juice is, if not 99% of the juice. And then shortly after that, I'm traveling to San Antonio for another event. And then that should pretty much be it for the rest of the year for me. But I mentioned that because September, right? The month before you go to an event, or even 6-8 weeks before you go to an event, now's the time that can really determine if you're going to get something out of it, because every time you go to an event, you're going to get something out of it, or you're really going to squeeze the juice out of that orange, right? And so I'm starting to now think about, hey, who are the people that I want to meet or build a relationship with? Who are the people that I want to go deeper with? I just alluded to relationship capital. I'm also thinking about, what challenge am I trying to solve in my life or in my business, right? What are some pain points? And then who are the people that I can connect with to potentially help or assist or plug a gap or maybe give a connection, an introduction, provide a resource? And then I'm also thinking, who can I go serve? Who can I go help? Those are equal. Those are in part. Yin yang, you know, you might be a good taker, but are you a good giver, or vice versa? I think those go hand in hand. So if you're listening to this and you have any masterminds coming up, any events you're going to, whatever the case might be, just a pro tip, something that's really helped me and served me throughout the years, is 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks prior to that event, start journaling. Who are the people I want to connect with? Who are the people I want to meet? Who do I want to go deeper with? Be very thoughtful and intentional about that. Who do I want to give or contribute to? In other words, what am I bringing to the table? What are my strengths? What are my unique abilities? What are the things that I can freely and openly give to people without the expectation of something in return? That's just a good rule of thumb and just a success principle, I believe. And then also, what problems am I trying to solve? What are the challenges I'm currently facing? And by the way, this is something we talk about at our Ascend Mastermind retreats. You might think you have a business challenge, but what you really have is a personal challenge being disguised as a business challenge. And the same goes for vice versa, that they're connected. If you think that personal challenges are not going to impact how you show up as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, as an investor, I think you're sorely mistaken. So that's not what this episode's about, but I did want to mention that because I am giving a lot of mental energy to what's the intention I am setting for the month of October, and what is it that I want to contribute, give, extract, the relationships I want to go deeper with at these three events in October. And by the way, that's something you can also apply to online meetings. If you're like me, you might be on too many Zoom meetings, but if you're going to take those meetings, whether it's face-to-face or whether it's on Zoom, make sure that you're setting an intention for it, all right? Now, where I want to kind of transition, and I'm going to immediately ask for some grace and from some latitude, because my thoughts may or may not be connected. In other words, they might be disjointed, but I think if you take each one of the things I share with you in a vacuum and you ask yourself, okay, how can I apply this to my business or what I'm going through, whatever the case might be, I think you'll find it to be pretty fruitful. But I just recently had a one-on-one deep dive day with one of our Ascend members, just an incredible couple. They're doing some big things and they're on their way and they're growing, and it's always cool. I find that we are oftentimes our toughest critic, and we don't take enough time. While I'm 1 to 80% of the time look forward, I think there's value in pausing and looking at how far you've come. And that's one of the things we did, is we looked back and say, hey, where were you 12 months ago? What were some of the challenges you were faced with 12 months ago? And then look how you've grown from those challenges. And now you have a new set of challenges because you've grown. So just know that as you grow, you're going to be faced with different obstacles, and you're going to overcome, and you're going to persevere, and you're going to continue to grow. You're going to be faced with different obstacles. That's life. Embrace that. Lean into it, because I think that's where the juice comes from when it comes to growth and personal development. But as I'm looking through, I oftentimes don't look at notes. If you've been listening to this podcast, I tend to just kind of go speak from the heart and off the top of my head. But in this particular case, I'm looking at some notes. And so that's why I kind of caveat what I'm about to share, as this may or may not be connected. But look at each one as its own nugget that may or may not hopefully help you in your life and in your business. So one of the first things that I realized when I met with this couple, again, just huge hearts, incredible people, givers, strong faith, they're going places. I mean, they've grown so much. But one of the things I found is just in the language, in the communication, was that there was some limiting beliefs, right? And so one of the things that I addressed with them is the mindset, right? Question the beliefs that you have and ask yourself, do they serve you or are they holding you back? And by the way, I'm always going to respect confidentiality, so I'm not mentioning names or any specific things. I want to kind of speak more 30,000 foot view, because I think this can be very helpful for you. And I know that they would be good with me sharing this with you, because it's the type of stuff that we all need to hear, even if we know it. So if you're listening to this and you're like, I've already heard this, I know it. Well, ask yourself, you know it, but are you applying it? Are you living it? Because I can tell you from firsthand experience that oftentimes those are two very different things. And I'll call myself out on that, because I think we're all guilty from time to time. But they were struggling from a lead generation standpoint and from a deal flow perspective. But I could tell the way they were talking that they didn't believe there were very many deals out there. And I kind of pause them and I say, think about what you just said. How would your challenge be different if you had the mindset and the belief that deals were everywhere? And then they started to share, and I had to pause them again. I said, no, you don't understand. Speak to me as if you had the hard wiring and the belief system that there were deals out there. In other words, just pretend for a moment, humor me, that there's an abundance of deals out there. And you know, if this deal fell through, you know that there was another deal around the corner, right? Just adopt that mindset for a second. How would this problem still be a problem? And if so, how might it be different? And the solution we got to was completely different than if they continued to operate with the belief system that deals are scarce, deals are hard, this market is tough. And so I share that with you because I think it's important that you question your beliefs, ask yourself, do they serve you or not serve you? And then flip the script, right? So like, if I believed the antithesis of this, in other words, as an example, if I think deals are hard, if I think this is a tough market, pause for a second and say, okay, close your eyes. Let's for a second believe that deals are abundant, deals are easy, deals are everywhere. This market is easy. How would you think, operate, and show up differently if you had a belief system installed that better served you? How might you approach a challenge, and how much easier, more efficiently would you arrive at a solution, right? Would you get more resourceful? Would you get more creative? If you believed it was easy, if you believed getting deals was easy and abundant, you're going to think, act, talk, and show up differently. I think when we talk about mindset and belief systems, people kind of tune out because they know that, right? Like intuitively or inherently, they've heard this a million times. Are you acting and showing up that way, right? So question your belief systems and ask yourself, are they serving you or are they not? There were several other things. It's very interesting to me when I meet with Ascend members and we do a deep dive day to just sit down, and I have them kind of, they share with me challenges. We always start with like, what's the objective? What problem are we trying to solve? How do we know our time here today was a success, right? What is it you're hoping to get out of this? How do you know we've accomplished our objective? So if we hone in on a particular challenge, I have them walk me through from start to finish what that looks like. And it's so interesting that you know, oftentimes we can uncover little tweaks or modifications or changes around the margins, around the edges. It's the small hinge that's going to swing the big door. And we talked a lot about like their lead generation process, the lead conversion process. And I shared with them several things that they can instantly do to see bumps in improvement, which are going to compound and lead to greater results. One of the things we talked about was always heading into a deal, knowing the exit strategy in mind and having reverse engineer by starting what is the minimum profit you are willing to accept on a fix and flip, for example. Because in this particular case, they were starting to get involved in projects that were pretty skinny and tight from the get-go. And then the profits they were earning just weren't really worth it. The juice wasn't worth the squeeze. So I said, okay, well, how are you evaluating these deals? First of all, what is the minimum amount you're willing to earn, right? And let's come up with a number. Okay, now let's reverse engineer that process. And now you got to head into these appointments with sellers already knowing your numbers. That was another thing. They weren't making offers in front of the seller. They were meeting with the seller, touring the property, and then getting back to them later on that day, the next day, or the following. And so we were able to just make minor adjustments around the edges that I'm confident were going to have a compounding effect. The other thing is just time. They felt like all their minutes and hours were already allocated for. And whether it's me or you or anybody else, we can all be more efficient with our time. There's inefficiencies in how we operate on a day-to-day basis. One of the challenges I shared with them was document the time you spend every single day for a week. And then once you have a list of all these different things you're involved in your business, put them into one of four columns. Column A are revenue generating activities that give you energy. Column B are revenue generating activities that drain you from energy. Column C are non-revenue generating activities that give you energy. Column D are non-revenue generating activities that drain you from energy. And ideally, you want to spend your time, at least when it comes to business, in columns one or potentially column two, right? Like there's certain things that might not be revenue generating, but I enjoy doing them. I like doing them. And they give me energy. And that helps me be a better leader, better father, better man, better husband, et cetera, et cetera. But you really want to focus most of your time in column A, which are the revenue generating activities that give you energy. And so I know that as a result of him going through that process, he's going to discover the 10 minutes that you might waste scrolling on Instagram or the X amount of time you waste checking email, right? I find that a lot of people are succumbed to text or email or social media, and they allow that to dictate the course of their day. So if you're really diligent about it, and if you're honest with yourself, you're going to be able to manufacture an extra 30 minutes to, in some cases, for some of you, hours of time that are non-productive that you can now point those cannon towards revenue generating activities that give you energy. And there was so much more that we talked about. People need to reward themselves. That's the last thing I'll share with you on this podcast that I think was a big takeaway, is that sometimes we can be so serious and so locked in and so focused on what we're trying to accomplish that A, we don't enjoy the journey, right? Because the journey is the destination. Yes, as high achieving entrepreneurs that listen to the Flip Empire Show, we set out goals, we accomplish those goals. And then what do? We look for the next mountain to conquer. And I had to rewire myself years ago to not just place all the emphasis and value on reaching the goal, the attainment of the thing, which is important, by the way. It's a measuring stick to a certain degree, but it's also placing the emphasis in the finding the joy in the journey. It's who you're becoming in the process of achieving or attainment that is where the joy is, I believe. Because crossing over the finish line, it's fun and it's rewarding. It can also be temporary. And I think if you think back to times in your life and business when you accomplished something, it was fun and great. It was somewhat fleeting, right? How long does that new car smell last? So place the emphasis on the journey. The journey is the destination. And the destination is important as well. But in this particular case, they weren't rewarding themselves. They had grown over the past 12 months, but they weren't fully like doing the things that fill them up and give them joy and fulfillment. So the carrot at the end of the stick is important. How are you rewarding yourself, right? So when you make money, Are you paying yourself first? Are you putting some money aside to live life and enjoy? Because it's not promised, as cliche as it might sound. So that's what I wanted to share with you. Just a few nuggets and things I took away. There's a lot more, but obviously I have to respect confidentiality. And I just want you thinking about this and how might you benefit from spending an entire day with a coach or a mentor or somebody who can kind of look at your life and business from a different lens. Make sure you find those people and spend time with them, because one of my favorite things to do is to see the next 3-6 months after a deep dive day. It's so rewarding for me to see the growth after they've implemented everything we've discussed. So thank you for tuning in. I look forward to connecting with you on the next episode. One last thing before you go. If you have been listening to the show for a while and or you have been getting value from the show, I would be 100% honored if you would share this show with a friend, or maybe share it with somebody that you think could benefit from this. It's my mission, it's my cause, it's my purpose through Flip Empire to impact and touch people's lives and in their businesses. So it would be an honor if you would be willing to share this episode. And one last thing, make sure that you're subscribed so that you get notified every Monday and Thursday when shows get released. I look forward to connecting with you on the next one. Until then, have a great day.